Hey everyone, my name is Brian Redding from Chicago. This is Saturday, June 2nd, 2012, Leader Skills Call. We have a packed out call tonight, just like last week, so many people requested to get on this call. Before we get started, let me talk a little bit about why we're here tonight. Each and every Saturday night at Mentoring for Free, we get together to bring you cutting-edge hard-nosed value. Value you can use to build your business, build relationships, and better understand the ins and outs of the network marketing industry. Mentoring for Free is a completely generic system. It was built for anyone in any company, so you can use the same strategies, training, and insights that the top earners in network marketing already use. But what you'll also learn are the secrets they don't want us to know. We'll teach you exactly why your lack of success is not your fault, and we'll do that by sorting through the clutter to get to the truth. At Mentoring for Free, we teach you how to think, not what to think. If you're new to this call, welcome. If you haven't already done so, I highly recommend you get back to the person who invited you and ask them for our free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, so you won't get left behind. And for everyone else, welcome back. We have such a great call planned for you tonight. So with further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce to you to the author of the Success in 10 Steps ebook, my good friend and personal mentor from Brooksville, Florida, the founder and creator of the Mentoring for Free system, Mr. Michael DeLohi.
Brian, thank you so much for welcoming everybody on the call. We appreciate that. And guys, when you learn this training, now we do this call the first of every month, whatever that first Saturday is, whatever it falls on, we always do the colors training. It's the most value for your time and money spent. Your time is worth money to you, and we want to give you value in exchange for your time. So learning the colors is the most life-changing thing we've ever done in our business. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. So with that said, I want to introduce you guys to my good friend, Mr. Richard Dennis. He's up in Monticello, Florida. And Richard is very well known in the network marketing industry. He's helped create many millionaires in industry through mail order and through his tape, The Doctors Don't Lie. I think there was about a dozen companies that used that one marketing tape to create many companies. I think there was about, seven, eight companies, maybe a dozen, that used that tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, to sell a mineral toddy as other companies added that product to their product line. So let me turn the call over to Mr. Richard Dennis.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. You know, I thought we'd give some unusual value tonight.
Okay.
So, you know, a few years ago you wrote the book Powerful Networking Secrets, and going into depth on how to use the colors into
yes.
more depth than we normally go into. And what I wanted to do tonight was go over a bunch of questions that are in that book and get you to respond to those, and I think the listeners will find that pretty interesting. So are you
Great.
Ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, start with this one. What do you hear on the phone with a prospect that helps you quickly decide which personality you're dealing with?
Okay, the quickest thing is if you're picking up, if you're listening, the person's open and they're answering questions. The level of excitement of the person on the call, you're going to pick up on very quickly. When you slow down the chatter long enough in your mind to really, truly listen, you're listening to the person. And so if a person is open and answering your questions, that's a great sign. If they're not open, they're not really answering your questions. They might be even asking you questions. They're self-contained. They're self-contained. So very quickly, if they're open, you know they're not green, they're not red. You know they're either going to be yellow or blue. So you're right 50% of the time within the first, oh, I don't know, 3-4 seconds, 5 seconds of a phone call.
Okay. And so you've got it narrowed down to two possibilities here. Within just a few seconds. What's the next thing you listen for?
Okay, when you're listening, if they're giving you answers, but they're giving you short answers, they're giving you those short answers. It could be like, well, do you have any children? Yes. Boys or girls?
That's a pretty short answer.
Yeah, that's short. Boys or girls? Both. See, that's indirect. That's indirect. Now, if you asked a question and they said, do you have any children? Yeah, I've got a son and a daughter. My son Matthew's 29. He's married to Tiffany, his high school sweetheart. They dated for about 4 years, 5 years. They've been married 5 years now, four years now. Our daughter Amanda is 27 years old. She's engaged to her sweetheart Brandon. They've been engaged for 3 years. They'll be married next May. Now, I gave you more information. Richard, all you asked me is, did I have any kids? I told you they were boys, they were girls, their ages, they were married. You know, I may even told you they've got, Matthew and Tiffany, they do dog rescue. They've probably, since they've been married, they've probably rescued, been associated with rescuing. If they didn't do it, the group that they work with did probably saved over 300, 400 dogs. So that's their one of their missions that they just love to do. They just love to do. Matter of fact, Richard, the dog yard's all fenced in, and they got a nice dog kennel they built. Well, they put a spa in the ground, put a wood deck around it for the dogs. So the dogs, during the day, it's hot, man, it's hot. They got a nice shade tree right there, and they can get in that spa, and they can cool off. It's like a nice swimming pool for them. It's fiberglass. It's almost indestructible. So they just got done with that project this weekend. So, see, that's giving more information. That's being very direct, very direct. So
yeah, you didn't tell me the dogs' names, but just about everything else.
Didn't tell you the dogs' names. They own four of them, and they're finding a home for a fifth one. It's an alpha female that doesn't fit in with the rest of the dogs, so they're getting a home. That dog needs to be in a home by itself. By itself, yeah. And I'd have to have Linda on here to give you exactly all the dogs' names and the ages of them and when they had their last shots and all that stuff, so Linda could give you all that information.
Okay, so obviously it doesn't take long to identify what personality you're dealing with.
No,
here.
So they were open and indirect, so we know, well, that's a yellow. Okay, they're the nurturers, they're the school teachers and nurses, the UN volunteer workers. They're the ones that do everything for everybody. Okay, and then the open and direct, they're the blues. You know, they never stop talking. They see the big picture, look, and they wonder what's wrong with the rest of the world. Why doesn't everybody else see it? I see it. What's wrong with the rest of the people? What's wrong with them? They just don't see it. Blues start 17 projects, never finish one of them because they started an 18th project. So they got to have a yellow that prods them along to, hey, finish these projects over here. And, you know, they'll button them up and finish them as long as they got somebody prodding them to do that. So that's the yellow and the blue. Now, if they're self-contained, okay, you identified self-contained, and we just explained indirect and direct. So the key is here, if they're self-contained and they're indirect, you absolutely know this is the green, the analytical number cruncher information junkie, okay? And then we've got the self-contained direct red. Now, here's where people get confused with reds sometimes. Sometimes reds are so direct, you think they're being open with you, but they're not. They've never divulged anything. They've never answered a question. They turned it around and put it back in your corner, and they put it on you. But because they're so direct, sometimes you'll think a red is a blue. But you need to identify first if they're self-contained are open. See, a red, if you ask them a question, they'll turn it around and make you and ask you a question and make you think it was your idea that they asked the question. So you're thinking, oh man, they're being really open with me. No, they're not. They're being self-contained and direct. See, now the green is self-contained, but you know they're self-contained because there's quietness on the phone. In other words, they pause. They think about what they're going to say. The red doesn't have to think about it. They go right into being direct with you and go right to, do you know the top income earner in the company? You know, how long you been in this? How long you been doing this? What's your success look like? What have you been doing with this? How are you working? You know, they're going to drill you with questions, but they're never going to share with them. And if you ask them, well, how are you doing your business? Oh, perfect, fine, I don't have any problems. Well, geez, why'd you download the book? Well, I just do that stuff. You know, so yeah, the red is going to be self-contained and very direct. So don't confuse the directness of a red for being open as a blue. Okay?
Yeah, you mentioned that greens. If you hear a pause, that's a good indicator. What about with the yellow? Wouldn't you hear those pauses sometimes with the yellows too?
Not as much, Richard, because they're open with their feelings and they're gonna talk with you about why they downloaded the book. They're going to go into talking about family. The green and the red's never going to talk to you about family. You know, what do you need to know that I've got kids for? What's your problem? What do you need to know if I have kids for? That's the way they're thinking, you know? So the green personality is never going to divulge any information like that. They're just not going to do it. You know, Richard, if you go into a office setting and you see a picture on the desk of let's say you're talking with the CEO of the company and there's a picture of his wife and his kids and family members around, there's a big indicator that's not a red. That's not a red CEO of the company. A red CEO of a company, they're not going to have family pictures around there because this is business and this is all business. And what would I have my family pictures at work for? You don't need to know if I've got a wife and kids. If you're successful, you're supposed to have a wife and kids. You're supposed to have a station wagon or an SUV or whatever the click thing is today. Used to be a station wagon, now it's an SUV. Lord only knows what the next click will be. Maybe SUV station wagon.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Next question. You've said something that's just crazy, which is that you can build a lifetime bond with a person in about 2 minutes.
Yes.
How can that be possible?
Richard, if you're the person that listens to people and you truly listen, most people are so busy talking at somebody, they don't listen. Now, you're the different animal. When you actually listen to people, and I know that you're not going to be on the Saturday Night Call for Five Pillars because it's going to be your 39th wedding anniversary, and you and Cheryl are going to be Dade County, Homestead, and it's also the anniversary of the hurricane that came through there and destroyed your home, and thousands of lives were turned upside down. See, I was listening to Richard earlier this evening when he called me to chat about what we're going to do on this call tonight. I was listening, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
Well, how could I know all that stuff and remember all that stuff? And of course, you know, Linda, I told Linda what we talked about. Oh, I got to get an anniversary card in the mail to him. Gosh, I thought they were married longer than that. I didn't know it was just 39 years. Oh, my gosh, we thought you guys were married longer than us. No, Michael and Linda are coming up on 41 years. Okay? So we just got married younger than you guys did. That's all. So when you become a listener, you build an instant bond with people. Because nobody has ever listened to them. Nobody has ever listened to the yellow. Nobody. Nobody has ever listened to the green. People tone out the green because they go into analytical numbers and all that stuff that just bores everybody else to death. But the Green thinks this is important. You know, they're the ones that read the report. Was it 30 years ago? Volvo did the smartest thing they could do. This was marketing. Now, if you go to BMW, their slogan is the driving machine. The driving machine. Okay, that's going to attract blues, okay? But Volvo, they did a smart thing. They did a bogus survey that was slanted in their favor that it was the safest vehicle on the road. It was a lie. It was not a real survey. It was slanted for them for a marketing piece. And all the greens went out and bought Volvos. And the old ones, my Lord, could you have made an uglier car than that boxy Volvo, Richard? I think they said it's got to be ugly if it's the safest car. Yeah, I'll let them off the hook now. Now they got some new engineers that came out of the dark ages and said, let's make a nice-looking Volvo. So they've made a nice-looking Volvo. But the greens out there are going to buy Volvos for the rest of their lives because they were sold that it's the safest vehicle on the road. The Reds are going to buy the Mercedes-Benz. It's status. And the Yellows are going to buy the minivans. They're going to buy the minivans because they can convert them into so many things, and they can, you know, haul food for the homeless, go pick up people at the airport, you know, do that. They can put a roof rack on it and haul lumber to build the Habitat for Humanity. You know, they can put 7-8 car seats in it, haul all the neighbors' kids in it. So the Yellows are going to go get a minivan. Just that simple. So, Richard, if you become the listener, truly the listener, people will be bonded to you forever. Forever.
Okay, and yeah, it's a great example of exactly how it works. So, and listening is obviously the key. And so, when you're listening, you know, different personalities use different words. And I know that you've gone over this a number of times. Can you give us a rundown of the four personalities and what types of words? Yeah, you know, when you hear these words, it's a good clue that you're dealing with a certain personality.
Well, you know, Richard, everybody knows that the Yellow is they're creative, you know, they're big on relationships, and they really do the best at using both sides of their brain, you know. They're amazing people. They're going to use words like family. The family vacation, their children. They're going to talk about their children. The blue is going to talk about having fun, driving the BMW because it's got the driving experience, the ultimate driving machine. See, they bought it too. They don't know that you got to put brakes on it every 5,000 miles. They got, you know, they wear the brakes out on them. What's wrong with that? You know, what is wrong with that? Put some bigger brakes on them things, man, because blues use the brakes, okay? And the greens are going to be talking about numbers, stats, statistics. They're going to be enunciating their words perfectly. They slow it down. The red personality is going to be talking about money. Status. They're about money and status. Just that simple. So very quickly, if you're listening and somebody quickly goes to their family or easily talks about their family, right there, that's a good clue that you got a yellow or a blue. Now, if they're talking about their family and they're talking excited and they kind of, you got to interrupt them, good idea, you got a blue. Now, blues are big on family like the yellow. But the yellows are never going to give you the children's name. They're going to be talking slower. They're going to be enunciating their words. Like the green does, they're slower. The blue, they're going to talk on top of you. They're going to slur words. They can run them together so fast because their mind is going 750 words a minute, 750, 750, 750. The green personality's mind is going 250, 250, 250, 250. Forever, it's 250, 250. When they pass away, it's still going 250, 250, 250. The blue, it's 750, 750, bursts of 1,500. And when it's bursts of 1,500, that's why they tell the blues that they are dyslexic. They tell them that they've got ADD, they got ADHD, they got all these letters and initials because they can't figure blues out because their mind is firing so fast they cannot even dial a phone without switching numbers around. Their fingers can't dial as fast as their brain is firing the number to them. It's not possible. Not possible. So there's a couple words that you can identify with very quickly, Richard.
Okay, let's go in a different direction. Okay. You know, one of the things you talk about in the book is how different personalities relate to different animals. So why don't you go down the list of personalities here and talk about which animals they relate to and why that is?
Absolutely. You know, the yellows are going to be, and you know, you figure they're talking soft and gentle and all that stuff, you know, and they're going to be, any animal is an animal friend to them. You know, it's just, they're friends with all animals, especially dogs and cats, but boy, they don't stop there. You know, they don't stop there. They keep going and going and going and going, any kind of an animal. You know, and you're looking for words that they say like together, you know, family run business, things like that. You know, now if you related an animal to who they are, who their personality would be, it would be, the yellow would be like a Bambi, okay, a turtle, you know, a koala bear, okay, if you looked at the animals that would represent the blue. You know, the blue would be a monkey, a dolphin, a cat. You know, those are just things that they would be. It's what they would be. You know, the green, if you could make it a green, probably the best one for green would be the wise owl. The wise owl or the fox. You never know what the fox is thinking, do you? You just don't know what the fox is thinking. You know, now if we had a red, if we could take an animal, Richard, and make it what the animal would be to the red personality, it would be an eagle. You know, like the bald eagle. It would be a shark. A shark because, man, a shark will eat you alive. It could be a lion because a lion is the king. A lion is the king. I'll never forget this story. When I grew up and wanted a family, we were blessed to have our son first and our daughter second. And Linda said, well, how do you know we're going to have a daughter? I says, I have everything else. I have the most amazing wife in the world. I have a most amazing son. The thing I don't have is a daughter. The thing I'm missing in life is a daughter. Got to have a daughter. So we had Amanda. And Linda and I were talking about that the one day. You know, we go to sleep and she said, I woke up at like 3 in the morning, sat up in the bed and threw my arms up in the air and said, woohoo, I'm king. Now, how did I think that? Well, I thought that because doesn't a king have everything? Well, I have my wife. I have an amazing son, an amazing daughter. I have everything. So, true story. This was before he moved up to Brooksville, back at the old house, you know. So if you looked at animals of what the personality would be, that's probably about as close as I can get.
Okay, very good. What about hobbies? How do you recognize colors by their hobbies? What hobbies indicate which personalities?
Oh, very easy. We'll start with the yellow. You know, the yellows. The yellows are, they're going to go shopping. They're going to go shopping. They love to shop. Matter of fact, shopping for a yellow is an event. Even with no money, they just go to shop. That's what they do. You know, they love doing that. They'll go shopping for somebody. I mean, you know, they'll do it. Now, hobbies would be anything relaxing, knitting, going on a nature walk, trail hikes, things like that. Now, the Blues don't have a problem going on a nature hike, but they might want to be riding a dirt bike or something going up the nature trail. They don't want to have to be walking. Come on, that's not fun. That's not fun doing that. And if I talked about the Blue going shopping, when the Blues go shopping, they are spontaneous. They buy without thinking. And they always have buyer's remorse. But what they do, if you go shopping with a Blue, they know when they go in the store, they know where it is. If they're buying a shirt or shirts, they know right where they're at. They go right to them. They go right to them, and they're out of there. They don't hang around. Now, the Yellow, oh, no, no, no. We got to look at everything on the way in the store and everything on the way out of the store. So, hobbies for the Blue would be anything exhilarating, fun, skydiving, dirt bike, motorcycle riding, anything to do with adrenaline it's a junky high for the Blue. They just love having fun. Bungee jumping was probably invented by a Blue personality, hands down. Only a Blue would jump off of a bridge with a rubber band hooked to their ankles and say, yeah, that'll hold. that'll work, you know. Now, if we use the shopping with the Green, I always call the Green up and say, where's the best place to get the best deal on this? This is what I'm looking for. And they'll say, well, go to this place, get a coupon. You go online, print out a coupon, and they will have got the best value and have saved the most money for them, Richard. It's like a hunt, you know. Me personally, I'm not doing that. I'm going to call up a Green and tell them, this is what I'm looking for. Where can I go get the best deal on it? And they'll say, you go to the Best Buy. You know, they got the best deal on the iPhone or whatever it is. I mean, they know. They know. Now, having fun for them, editing stuff is fun for a Green. Walking on the beach in their sandals, not a lot of fun, but they'll do it. Because their wife wants to do it or a spouse wants to do it, still they'll do it. They'll do it. Now, if you went shopping with a Red, okay, if you want to call that fun, money is never an object. They always buy designer stuff. Got to have the best of the best. See, they fall for those commercials. You know, this skincare is way better than that skincare because they used, you know, virgin flowers, and virgin flowers are hard to come by, and blah, blah, blah. And that's why it's $20 for this little stick of this stuff, or little, you know, 1 ounce of this stuff. They fall for all that stuff. They go for the designer stuff. It's just that simple. Just that simple. And having fun for them is having the biggest, the best, the most of everything. The most beautiful wife, the most beautiful, handsome husband, you know, the best kids, the best cars, and that makes them happy. That just makes them thrive. It makes them happy, you know. Now, who's the happiest people in the world? And who's the happiest that build the largest organizations in network marketing? I got to tell you, it's the Yellows. The Yellows build relationships. It's what they do naturally. They're the ones that want everybody to get along with everybody in the world, not just on their team. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no. They want you to get along with everybody, and they're going to do everything they can do in life to get everybody to be happy and get along with everybody. You know, Richard, it's like my wife, Lucille, Linda's mother, passed away. And when Lucille passed away, I mean, we're still not anywhere near recovered from this, but in July, the last of July, we're going to be gone for about 3 weeks, and we're going up to Maine, and we're taking Linda's mother's ashes up there. And Linda and I have strategized and planned how we're going to take Lucille's ashes, some of them, because some of them have to go off to Anklode Island. And you know, Linda said, I promised my mom, I promised my mom I would do these things. She promised her that before anybody sees me, you make sure my eyebrows are on straight. See, she had some kind of a childhood thing. She had no eyebrows, no hair, no eyebrows. So she always penciled her eyebrows on. And Lucille said, now you make sure before anybody sees me, you make sure my eyebrows are on straight. So, and the other thing was, you make sure that's me, my body, me going in that crematory. You make sure. We were there when they put her in the crematory. We were there. We were there and picked up her ashes. We know that's Linda's mother, Lucille. She said, you make sure you take some of my ashes to Maine to be with Kirk, your father, my soulmate. You make sure you take some of my ashes out to Anklode Island. You make sure that my grandchildren have some of my ashes. See, and Linda said, I'm really looking forward to this summer because it'll be one more promise kept. One more promise kept. And see, that's how Yellows build network marketing organizations. Once they believe they can, they build massive organizations because they're the relationship builders. See, they're the ones that will make sure the eyebrows are on straight. They're the ones that will make sure that was the person that was supposed to, you're supposed to get these ashes. By gosh, you're getting those ashes. You're doing everything you said you would do. And see, they're the best listeners. And that's why they've built the largest organizations in network marketing, hands down. So guys, go sponsor some Yellows. Ladies, go sponsor some Yellows. Okay? Get them on your team. Yes, you need blues. Yes, you need greens. Yes, you need reds. But I'm telling you, sprinkle Yellows through your organization. They are the glue that holds your organization together. See, when the blues want to jump from deal to deal to deal, the Yellows are going to keep them focused on the task at hand, and that's owning their life. And that's what the Yellows do. And that's why the Yellows, I take my hat off to them. They are the best listeners. And I've learned from some of the best Yellows in the world, from Linda's mother, Lucille, and from Linda, two of the most amazing Yellows. My Aunt Honey was a Yellow. Three Yellow ladies taught me how to be a man, how to be a mentor, how to be a leader. So my hat's off to the Yellows. Back to you, Richard.
Very good, Michael. Very good. Okay, well, I've got a bunch more questions, but we'll save those for another time.
Okay.
We're
out of time.
Beg your pardon?
We're out of time, dude.
Yes, we are. Yes,
yeah, we done good. We done good.
Would you like to go ahead and introduce the next call?
Absolutely, absolutely. At 10:30 tonight, in 1 hour, we're going to be doing the Mastermind Coaches Corner call. And we're going to be brainstorming how to win friends and influence people by Dale Carnegie. And we read chapter one. And everybody that was on the call are going to share tonight how they used Chapter 1 in their life and their business this entire week. They're going to be giving testimonials, and I'll start out the testimonials. And it is just a great place to come visit, have a fireside chat with your coach and mentor. And so that's the same phone number you guys dialed in here, 712-432-5225. 712-432-5225. And the PIN code is 300-300-POUND. And we'll see you guys at 10:30 p.m. in 1 hour. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael. Excellent stuff tonight. And you know, the questions that I had for Michael come from the Powerful Networking Secrets book, and I don't know, I think I asked him five or six. I've got 44 questions here that came out of that book. So, you know, I highly recommend the Powerful Networking Secrets book. You can talk to whoever whoever sponsored you onto this phone call and find out how to get that book. So there's just so much you can learn on the colors, and it comes in very handy. Anyway, again, thanks very much to Michael. Thanks to all you guys for being on the call tonight, and we'll talk to you guys in the next call. Good night, everybody.